It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Larry London. It's Monday, and we welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, I've got two guests here to join us on the program. We'll be checking out the music of Fantine. Now, when you talk about a well-traveled musician, she was born in Moscow, raised in Australia. Now she calls Miami, Florida her home. She's released a number of different singles and worked with a number of very talented producer-songwriters, including Wyclef Jean and Emilio and Gloria Estefan. We've got Fantine here to talk about her latest projects, so stand by for Fantine. Also joining us this hour, country music superstar and relative newcomer, Sam Hunt is here on Border Crossings. The man has had three number one country chart hits off his album Montevallo. This is something that hasn't been done in 22 years. Sam Hunt's doing it right now. He's one of the hottest names in country music, and he'll join us on today's program to talk about his tour, his album, and what the future holds for Sam Hunt. Also, Fantine's here, so we're glad you're here. Welcome to our Monday program. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. London, welcome to Border Crossings. In our studios, a very, very talented, beautiful young lady who is out promoting her latest single. We'd like to welcome to Washington, D.C., Fantine. It's great to have you here.
Yay, hello.
Hello, and welcome to D.C. Congratulations on all the great music. You've been putting out singles for a while now, I guess 4 or 5 years?
I know, yes. It's you know, it's the name of the game, apparently. Singles is where it's at, so it's what I'm doing. I do hope to put out a full album really soon, though.
And that's what we're hoping for, is a full studio album. Well, I watched the video for the latest single.
Yeah.
And very hot. And there's a lot going on. It's busy, and you are obviously a very beautiful girl. And all of the different effects, you're in a champagne glass.
I know.
And then and there's a baseball mitt on you. And then
I noticed that.
I picked that up. And there's all kinds of things happening in that video.
Yeah. I mean, the thing was that we were trying to have a bit of fun with the concept of the video. And, you know, it's about being beautiful and being in the spotlight. But at the same time, I kind of realized that the media can be, you know, a very hard place for a woman, and how the body gets utilized to promote different things, you know, whether it be sports or music or entertainment or a product. And so we were just trying to kind of take it to the extreme where towards the end, you know, you just see like limbs and bits and pieces and things sticking out of places. And you're just like, wow, this is how kind of what it happens. You know, the female body just gets dissected into little pieces.
And you had one part of the video, and maybe you can't let me know the secrets of Hollywood, but the legs were coming out of a stair, and then the body was at another stair.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking there must have been two.
I can't tell you.
Can't tell
that
me the
was.
Secrets, huh?
But yes, the idea was to create that effect of like, yeah, the body's being dissected in half, and and it's just like laying on the stairs. So yeah, it's I don't know. I hope that people like it.
I liked it a lot.
Good.
And it was quite different than the previous single, Reservation for Two. It was a very different song. You know, in the first one that I watched, you were a waitress and serving different people, talking about love, talking about romance.
Yeah,
and then the next one was a dance thing with Wyclef.
Yes, I know. And that just kind of goes towards like the whole thing of being diverse and just going with what I kind of feel and love. And I think music, it's nice when you don't have to be like pigeonholed into like, oh, she just sings soul. What, you know, people look at me and they're like, so what do you, you know, I say I'm a singer and like, what do you sing? I bet you it's R&B or something. And I'm like, well, I sing jazz and I sing soul and pop and sometimes rock. I've never had to sing any kind of heavy metal because that's hard on my voice, you know, but I'm sure that I'd give it a shot if
you
given
would.
The opportunity.
And you've been at some jazz festivals, I guess, a number of years ago. And then you've done touring with Erykah Badu and quite a few other folks as well.
Yeah.
So you do have a diverse background.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So I supported Erykah Badu when I lived in Sydney. She was playing at the Opera House, and I had the pleasure of supporting her. I was on tour with Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. And, you know, he was touring with Stevie Nicks around Australia, so I got to be part of that tour, and that was fun. So a lot of different, you know, things. I think I always just try to experience music as widely as possible so that I can absorb it and kind of, you know, create something new as well.
And you're also a part of, well, I guess I use the reference to the Miami Sound Machine. The band no longer exists, but you live in Miami.
Yeah.
And you worked with a very famous music family from Miami, from the area. So how did that connection come about? What is your connection to Emilio and Gloria?
Well, right now I like to think it's friendly, very friendly, you know. Whereas back when we just started, you know, to me, Gloria was just like a massive idol, and to have had the opportunity to actually meet her, and not only meet her, but then to work with her, and for her to offer to write some songs that are on the album that are not released yet. To me, that was just like very extraordinary and quite humbling, in the sense that she was like, here's some songs that I wrote for you. I'm an international artist, but I think these will do great for you. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't say I'm an international artist, but that's who she is. And so I suppose what that taught me is just how cool it is that you can get so big and still remain very real.
And I looked at your Facebook page, and I assume you have control over what's out on the Facebook page. It describes your music as electro soul.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that description?
I would say that maybe it's becoming, because when I was living in Australia, it really was just electro soul. But since I started working with Emilio, we've fused some of my Latin side into it. So it's becoming more like electro soul, but with a Latin twist. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that it's more like that.
And mom is Dominican, dad is from Russia. So,
yeah.
Wow, what an eclectic mix.
I know. And growing up in Australia, that just adds to it. So, I don't know. I like it. It's, if anything, you know, at least I have a lot of languages that I can fall back on, and I can work as a translator.
All right. Well,
do you guys need a translator?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that. I know you speak a number of languages. Yeah. Three or four, you're fluent?
Yeah, four.
Four languages. Wow.
Yes. So, but it's cheating because I grew up with three of them.
Right. But you still got to learn them.
No, I mean you know when you're a kid, you don't realize you're learning.
You learn everything, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Fantine is with us here on Border Crossings, and we've got Daniel, our guitarist guest, so we're going to put you to work.
Yeah.
And if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, we'd love to hear something.
Yes, I'd love to do it. Well, I'm going to start with What a Day, which is the single. And as you said, it's a, you know, pumping track and all that. And we are experimenting with putting it into this acoustic setting.
Sure.
And I think it's good. It's different.
Mm-hmm. An exclusive.
So, yeah, it's an exclusive.
Here's Fantine on Border Crossings.
My MPC, Miami Beach, I'm 93. Spring break, you know how I do. My crew too live, ask Uncle Luke. Yeah, she's live for the party for the DJ. You call me too short, but I run the bay. Now where my ladies at, making them big bucks. Staying loaded like Lux. Staying loaded like Lux. My product is so physical, my body is my asset. My feelings are so hidden, no, my body isn't. And when I'm strutting, whining, glitter, blinding, struck by lightning, so exciting, extra flirty, never dirty. When you come around and I could take your, hey, and I could take your credit card, rubber band, money, you don't matter to me, I could be a playboy bunny. Credit card, rubber band, money, you don't matter to me, I could be a private dancer for money. I'm just trying to make a dollar a day. Cause it's hard in the city, ain't nobody giving nothing away. Private dancer for money, I'm just trying to make a dollar a day. Welcome to my champagne room, it don't rain, no, it monsoon. Keep your hands to yourself, you're my favorite cause you pay well. And when I'm strutting, whining, glitter, blinding, struck by lightning, so exciting, extra flirty, never dirty. When you come around, I could take your credit card or rubber band money. It don't matter to me, I could be a playboy bunny. Credit card or rubber band money, it don't matter to me, I could be your private dancer for money. I'm just trying to make a dollar a day. Cause it's hard in the city, ain't nobody giving nothing away. Private dancer for money, I'm just trying to make a dollar today. Cause it's hard in the city, ain't nobody giving nothing away. Oh, what a day, what a day.
Sounding great. Fantine, live here on Border Crossings with an original exclusive version of What a Day,
yeah.
The new single, which the video, very up-tempo dance, you know, the lips, the different
lipsticks,
all the things, you got it all going on there.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed immediately when I watched your video, you're very stylish, and I see that obviously now, very lovely, very stylish. Do you pick your own clothes, or you have a stylist, do you design your own clothes?
Well, my mother is my stylist.
Wow. Wow, that's great. That's excellent.
So she, for the video, she did all the styling, and she's, you know, she's a very creative woman and has a really good eye for, you know, color and fashion and all that. She actually designs as well, so she has designed a number of pieces for me in the past. She didn't design any of this, but she did kind of approve it. yeah, so I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah, well, you're beautiful, and the clothing, obviously, very, very,
thank
very
you.
Contemporary.
Yeah, you know, thank you.
And maybe you didn't know this, but Emilio is a person who designs clothes, and he designed all the outfits that Gloria wore on tour. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
I was not aware of that.
You can ask him to design some clothes for you.
I could.
Shock him with something you knew about him. But Fantine is in our studios. The album is called I Am Fantine.
Yeah.
You don't have a release date?
No, not yet. To be honest, I think it's great that in today's kind of media environment, it's very fluid and very flexible, and so, you know, you can change things as you go, you know, you can add new tracks, you can remove tracks and be fluid. So the album is complete, it's all finished, but the fact that it's so fluid and it's not set in stone was what gave me the opportunity to work with Wyclef and add these new songs that came about much later to the album and actually work on promoting them now rather mm-hmm. than, like, you know, in 2 years' time or whatever it is when they're not even current anymore.
Right. He's a trip, Wyclef. I've had him on the show before.
He's
a lot of fun. Yeah, he's been on the show.
He's very chill, right?
Yeah, oh, he is. He's a lot of fun. And clefication is something he was working on when we were talking. But so, I mean, what advice did he give you? What did you get from working with Wyclef?
I think, definitely it was quite a vibe. You know, we sat in his studio, which is like a theater with red velvet curtains all over the wall.
In New Jersey, right?
In New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And we sat there and it was really relaxing and the candles and the smell and really warm. It's like Jamaica in there. It's crazy. Or Haiti or Dominican Republic. I don't know. Something tropical.
He likes it hot.
Yeah. But it was quite an experience. And he just said, look, I just want to capture your voice, just like how you sound. That's why it's kind of low. And I took the song up a little bit the way I sung it now because I feel that way. I just mm-hmm. felt like singing it that way. But on the record, it's quite mellow. And I'm quite mellow like that in the way that I talk and sing. And so he was like, yeah, I just want to capture something different, you know, mm-hmm. you, something like that. And yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Mm. And you've surrounded yourself with quite a lot of very well-to-do, successful people, not only Gloria Estefan and Emilio Estefan, but Wyclef and all the others that you mentioned earlier. How have you learned or grown from those different experiences that you've had? Because you were in a jazz group when you started, so obviously at some point you took a turn. You decided this is not the sound I want to pursue.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Jazz is my life, and I love jazz. Yes, jazz to me is like my baby. It's what I do. It's what I sing when I'm in the garage. You know,
right? All right.
And it's what I sing in the shower, and it's what I always fall back to at sound checks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'd ever let it go. But I also love to write and be creative, and jazz has this kind of, I don't write jazz per se because I think the standards are so great. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's like two different sides of the same thing. You know, I get to do jazz and perform, in smaller kind of intimate settings, or I get to do pop or soul or funk and be on like massive large stages and entertain people. It's a different kind of energy. And as you were mentioning, working with all these different artists, that gave me the opportunity to actually get that kind of experience, because being on stage at the Opera House is not the same as being at the Blue Note. Mm-hmm. And being at the Blue Note is not the same as being at a festival, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And all these things are so vastly different and have such a different energy. And it's all a learning curve. You have to really be there in order to experience that and be like, okay, I've done this. Now I know what that's like. Mm-hmm. And not be like a rabbit in the headlights and you're like... Yeah.
Well, you know, the moving around that you've done also has to have influenced your sound, your music, as you become a part of your surroundings. I mean, growing up in Moscow, then moving, You know, as you did to Australia and living there for a while and then coming to Miami. Everywhere's a little different.
Yeah, and those are vastly different places. You know, Russia is, I mean, Moscow, I can't speak for the whole of Russia because it's a very big country. But Moscow is, you know, one of those buzzing, huge cities with like enormous streets and buildings and everything. It's a happening town. Mm-hmm. And it's also like a hard town, you know, the weather is like very cold and then you get maybe like 3 weeks of summer.
That's it, huh?
I mean, you get a little bit more, but if you're lucky. and then you go to Australia and over there everything is chill. Everyone's just like, oh, I'm just going to go to the beach. I'm going to have some beer. And we've got the best cafe culture in the world. By the way, they do great food for like coffee and this cheese called halloumi. And then you come to Miami and it's a whole different ballpark.
Right.
Again, it's like party town,
right,
and it's glitzy and kind of glamorous and everyone's got their cars and the girls are beautiful and the water is fantastic. So, yeah.
But there's no Vegemite in
No, none of that.
Can't get that.
Have to import it. It's okay. I don't miss it that much.
Fantine is with us on Border Crossings, promoting an upcoming album to be released in, let's say, 2016.
Is that's safe.
And if you wouldn't mind doing another song.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, well, this is A Reservation for Two, which you would have also heard. Do you have a second to talk about? Made a reservation, so please sit down. I'm not a painting upon your wall. I'm not a trophy for you to hold on to. At the doorway with your trash, left me at a dinner with no cash. I can only trust you to always bring me down. Oh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Now you're gonna listen to me for once. Are you gonna fix it with one more dance? Take another gamble now that the stakes are high. Don't you look away when I am talking to you. Just you and me.
Sounding beautiful. Looking lovely. Fantine is on Border Crossings. And so the name Fantine, where does that come from? What's the origins of Fantine? That's an interesting name.
Thank you. It's French. And actually, often people think I'm French because I speak French and because my name's French. So like, you must be French. I'm like, no, actually, I'm not. It's from Victor Hugo's a novel, Les Misérables. Mm-hmm. Les Misérables. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the musical. And so my character's name is Fantine, and she's Cosette's mother. So the main character's mother. It's a very sad story, hers. I hope I don't follow down the same path. Mm. But the name is very nice, and I'm really glad my mother named me that because it suits my work.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I guess it's not always been music for you because you studied law
yeah.
for a bit.
Yes, so. I did. I studied law and accounting. It was a double degree. So, you know, can't fool me.
No. It's good to have that knowledge when you're in this business, accounting and law.
I know, right? They're both useful.
Yes.
But I used to always say, like, I studied a double degree in boring and extra boring. It was incredibly boring. But I'm glad I did it. It's definitely proved useful in a lot of ways, at least in talking to my lawyer. She can talk to me regularly and be like, oh, wow, you understand what I'm saying. But after, you know, once I kind of went through that phase, I was like, okay, that was fun. Let's move on to the real thing, what I really love to do, and that's music. So, and I'm glad that I had the support of my family and my parents, who were like, okay, well, you've done that degree and you're not going to use it. But okay, so what's next?
You know? Now, you have a beautiful voice. Professionally trained, or is that you just picked up that great voice on your own through singing the songs throughout your life?
I actually went for music school for a very short period of time. It's called the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. It's a big deal. It's a good school. I didn't stay there for long because I had to move on and do other stuff. But we had a clinic there, and one of the guest visitors came that were talking to us. They were saying there's going to be three kinds of kids that come to this school, and there's going to be the very talented ones who just wing it. They're talented and they wing it. So they're going to sound good. Then there's going to be the ones that are okay, but they're practicing so hard that they excel as good as the ones with natural talent. And then there are the ones with natural talent who work so hard, and they bust their hump every day and really, really put a lot of effort into it. And they're the ones that go on to be great. And when I heard that, I was like, I want to be one of those people. So I'm trained in some way, but I also do a lot of personal training, and I have my vocal coach now, and I do my vocal exercises every day.
That's a great voice. You sound a little bit like Toni Braxton. I hear a little Alicia Keys. I mean, some very soulful, beautiful sounding voice.
Thank you.
And you do so many different things. You write. And are you producing the new album? Are they giving you a hand in the production of it?
I like to work with producers. In fact, that's my favorite way to write, is for me to write lyrics and melody, and for me to work with a producer who will produce most of the track. But I do have a say in the sounds that go in. I like live instrumentation. I like strings. I like real horns. I also get that the sound of an 808, nothing can beat that, you know. It's like, so I do have a hand in it, but I wouldn't dare to just produce a track all by myself, and maybe in the future someday. But.
And who are you listening to? I mean, where do you get your inspiration musically?
I listen to everything from, you know, artists, contemporary artists, even like, for instance, the other day I was listening to Justin Bieber's Where Are You Now. That track is crazy. I was learning it and I'm like, what is going on with this track?
Right.
This track is insane. And so, you know, just kind of, I'm not a musical snob. I like jazz as much as the next jazz snob, but I also like pop music and soul and R&B and anything really. But I think one of my biggest influences is probably Sia.
Sure.
I think if I could have any kind of career path, I would love to follow in her footsteps, and because I think that she's an incredible writer, an amazing singer, and it's not about looking glamorous or
you need
being
a big
out there.
Wig if you want,
I know.
To see it.
Well, I'll have a big curly one
there
instead.
You go.
I've got it. and so she does something really well, and I used to listen to her back when I was in Australia before, you know, when she was still producing kind of in Australia, I think. And I was already in love with her then, and now I'm in love with her now.
right. Well, she's easy to love. Her music's
great. I know,
great.
Right? Oh, my God.
Now, you had referenced Justin Bieber, who is now putting out a new album that's, he said, going to be more EDM, electronic dance music. And you yourself have been in the top five on the dance charts.
Right.
Are you worried about getting in that lane? You earlier on said you don't want to get pigeonholed or locked into a box. Now, because you've put out some great dance tracks and had success with that.
Yeah. I think that people will look for what they like to hear. So people who are into dance music and as like EDM or all whatever kind of stuff, they'll look for that, and that's what they'll find. And so they'll find my, my club tracks and all that. And people who want to hear jazz or soul will find that. And I think that, thankfully, media and the internet allows me to be as diverse as I want to be. So I don't know. I mean, I remember listening to Janelle Monáe's album, like the one she released a few years back, mm-hmm. and that was an eclectic thing. It had an overture, it had soul, it had vocal things, it had everything, and nobody was like, gee, Janelle, why did you do that? Like, we don't like that. It better be one thing, you know? So I think it's nice that people, artists, are given the liberty to just kind of go wherever mm-hmm. and do whatever.
Well, good for you. Good for yeah. you. People want to follow you online. What are your website addresses?
Well, I have fantine.com, and that's spelled F for Foxtrot, A-N-T-I-N-E.com. And obviously, I'm on all the social media stuff, and it's Fantine Music, one word on everything. I just tried to make it consistent, because mm-hmm. then I can't even keep track of stuff. So please, if they want to hit me up, I am the one who replies to my messages.
Wow. Well, we'll try and get you a million new followers.
Yes, please.
After this, so.
I'd love a million. Just one. It's okay.
Now, you're going to do another song for us, right?
Yes. I was going to do. I have a choice of two. And I was thinking of doing Radiohead Creep, but my kind of way.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Fantine.
You are here alone, couldn't look you in the eye. You float like a feather, your skin makes me cry. You look like an angel in a beautiful world. I wish I was special, so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong. If it hurts, I wanna have control. I want a perfect body, and I want a perfect soul. Oh, oh. I want you to notice when I'm not around, 'cause you're so very special, and I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? No, I don't belong here. She's running out the door. She's running, run, 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 run. Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want, is so very special, and I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. No, I don't
Very nice. Very, very nice. That's outstanding. Fantine is our guest. It's Border Crossings, and you have a lovely voice, and I can't wait to hear the album when it comes out.
Yes.
I Am Fantine is the name of the album.
Yes.
Look for it in 2016. Again, your website?
Fantine.com or Fantine Music on all social media is going to be fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you, Fantine, for coming
thank
on the show.
You.
Thank you for being our guest on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, because everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't want to come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't wanna wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here. And I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
Hi, this is Larry London for The Voice of America and Border Crossings, and we welcome you to a very special show. We're here in Meriwether Post Pavilion, which is in Columbia, Maryland. Sitting across from me is one of the hottest names in country music. We'd like to welcome to the world and to The Voice of America, Sam Hunt. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me.
Congratulations on all the success. There's been a whirlwind couple of years, I guess, for you.
Yeah, especially this past 12 to 14 months. We put out our first single last June, and haven't really had time to look back since, and things have just progressively gotten cooler and cooler and busier, but it's been nice.
There's a lot of pressure on you. I know you put out a mixtape, you know, back in January, but and an EP, but the big album, Montevallo, I mean, my gosh, how do you finish that and follow that up? I mean, that's...
I don't know. I've just started to think about that. We've been so busy on the road that I haven't really put much thought into, you know, the next project and you know, the catch-22 with the success of the first few songs is that we're thrilled that they have gone up the chart so fast, but now that we're four singles in, it's time to start working on a new record. So it happened a little quicker than we thought, so I didn't have as much time to sit down and write to start working on the next record. But we're getting home next week, and I'm going to get back in the studio, and I'm excited about that because that's one of my favorite parts of this whole process is the songwriting.
And the first artist in, I guess it is, 22 years to have all, you know, three singles consecutively go up to the top of the country charts?
Yeah, I don't know what the details of those, some of those specific stats, but there are some pretty cool records that we've been able to break, I guess. But you know, the most important thing is that people are coming out to the shows and people are enjoying the music, and that's enough for us. But it's been, we've been blessed.
And so right now you're doing your own touring, and you're also here in the DC area for this country music festival.
We we just wrapped up with Lady Antebellum. We were on tour with them this summer, and that was a ball. And now just have a few kind of one-off shows, although we've been here in Maryland for a couple nights. But this is one of those shows that sort of is wrapping up our year.
And this country music hasn't always been what you, the road that you started off on. I mean, you were an athlete. You were, I guess, what is it, the Wendy's? I don't know what the exact name of it, the equivalent of high school Heisman Award quarterback. And then you were offered an opportunity to try out with the Kansas City Chiefs. So as a football athlete, that was kind of the first love, wasn't it? Or was it music?
Yeah, it was. that's what I had been doing my whole life up until I turned 19, went off to college, bought a guitar. I thought it would just be a hobby and something cool to maybe pick up. I didn't think I'd be any good at it, but discovered that I might have some a bit of a singing ability. And more importantly, I really enjoyed the songwriting. So it all sort of came together at the same time. And but football was, yeah, it was my life up until that point.
And it was songwriting actually is where you started, right? I mean, you were writing songs for a number of Reba and for quite a few other folks.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily writing specifically for those artists, but as I was writing and trying to find my own sound as an artist, I was fortunate enough to have some of those people I grew up listening to come along and find some of the songs and record them and put them out. So that helped me get going with my artist thing.
And boy, I'll tell you, the ladies love you. There's been a lot of, you know, about your handsome looks and your sexy voice. Billboard wrote a sexy voice. So they're talking, and, you know, obviously the quarterback turned musician, you're a ladies' man.
Well, I think the songs on the record were, they're all based on my early mid-20s, so they're really relationship-based, and I think that's, I don't know, for whatever reason, that has, relates more with the female demographic, I think, a lot of times than the male demographic, so I think that's a big reason why we have a strong female following.
And I read somewhere where you chose the name of the album from an ex-girlfriend's hometown.
Yeah, I was those years that I was writing the record, there was a girl that I was dating who lived in Montevallo, Alabama. And it was just, it's a really personal record, and a lot of the songwriting was inspired or revolved around that relationship and the people around us, her friends and my friends. And so I didn't want to name it after her, but I thought there would be an obscure way to do it, make it a personal.
And what did she have to say when she found out you were naming an album after her hometown?
Well, at that point in time, our communication wasn't as as often. So we didn't communicate as often, but I really haven't talked to her about that since.
Wow. Well,
hopefully she's okay with it.
I know that, you know, right now people around the world are talking about your music. I mean, obviously you've made a very strong, solid statement coming out of the shoot with all the number ones and the awards that you've won and were nominated for this past year. Do you have plans for an international tour?
Yeah, we just recently turned on a lot of the music over in Europe, and we made one trip last spring to London, and I didn't realize how big country music is becoming over there and just how much they appreciate music over there. There's like a different level of respect for music, and especially like the songwriting element of music. And I really enjoyed the last trip, so we're already planning this spring to head back, or next spring to head back over.
And the process for songwriting for you, is it songs reflect what you've lived or what you've observed, or is it a combination of both?
Both. I think it's a lot of times there'll be an inspiration that comes from an experience I've had, and it may not be, the song may not be true to detail, but you just take that little nugget of reality and embellish it and make it a little more romantic and put, and you know, it ends up becoming a song. But it's partly being around people who I've observed in and out of relationship, friends, and then myself going through those experiences too. It's a really human, I think, record. It's really relatable from that standpoint. It's just songs about real life things that we all experience as we're growing up.
And you've been influenced by quite a diverse, I read again, where it was R. Kelly. You like R. Kelly's music? You like Alice Cooper's music?
Yeah, well, I didn't necessarily listen to Alice Cooper, but I did listen to a lot of rock stuff. But I grew up in Atlanta, or about an hour from Atlanta,
right,
in the 90s. And so R&B music in the 90s was really happening in Atlanta. So I think by proximity, I was just close enough to be influenced that without even by that music without even knowing it. So I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. When I picked up a guitar and sat down to play, it's just kind of what came out. So it's just a combination of all those things I listened to growing up.
Well, do you, I mean, where were you? Do you remember the first time you heard your songs on the radio? The very first time that you heard your music on the radio? That's something usually that sticks in a musician's
head. Well, the one experience that really stands out is when I was still just writing songs, and Kenny Chesney recorded a song called Come Over. And I was at the house, and I guess it had come out on the radio that day, and I'd gotten some text messages that they were playing it. So I like pulled my car up to the front door where the kitchen was because I was cooking breakfast, and I was going to leave the door open and roll the window down and just wait to see if I heard it. And as I was pulling it up just 5 or 6 feet, it came on, and so I sat there in the car and had a pretty cool moment listening to that song.
And when you found out you had hit number one, I mean, where were you? What was going on then?
As an artist?
Your own songs.
Yeah. I don't remember. It's been such a whirlwind. There's all these little cool moments. I can't quite place where I was or what I was doing. But I remember it being really cool. Because, I mean, I try not to watch the charts a whole lot because it can just mess with you trying to look at the numbers to see how much it's climbing or how much your song's selling. But I do remember when it did make it to number one. I think my buddies at the record label gave me a call and to let me know that it was going to happen. And it was exciting just to get that first one. I've watched so many artists come along and you know, not be able to – it's just hit or miss, you know, whether or not you're going to be able to kind of ring the bell and get that first number one. And I was fortunate to have it be the first song we put out. It's just paved the way for these other songs.
It's been an amazing ride. And it's interesting that you're getting nominated for New Artist, but you've been in the game for a while.
Yeah.
You're not brand new.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are about on that award, but I've been around now for over a year. But I'm flattered to be nominated.
And at this point, probably thinking about the next album, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I've just got home last week for a couple of days and got back with my producer and started writing a little bit. But I've tried to pile up a lot of ideas, thoughts, and just from some of the experiences I've had over the past couple of years. So I'm anxious to get back in the studio and see where the creative process kind of takes the music.
Yeah, there's a lot of great artists in music these days, a lot of great country music artists. So that's why the format's doing so well. And it's because of music that you're putting out, Sam. I mean, you're one of the hot guys in the business right now.
Well, it's cool to be a part of the family. It's I sat back behind the scenes and watched it for so many years. It's cool to finally be a part of it.
And you're making great videos, too.
Thank
really
you.
Enjoy. So thank you, Sam Hunt, for being our guest.
Appreciate it.
Want to give you a chance to say hi to the worldwide audience that are tuned in right now?
Hey, everybody. Fans. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, I appreciate y'all listening to the music, spreading the word. This is it's amazing. It means a lot to me and all the guys out here on the road. Hope to see y'all sometime on the road soon.
Sam Hunt, our guest. Thank you so much.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't want to come out, but you don't want to be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need a homebody. We're gonna have-
your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us. And the cops show up and try to shut. In this town all up after the sun goes down and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around, but laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you want to rally again? Slow lanes, guys dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name. Lay back in the slow lanes. Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. The sun will steal the magic from us soon. So let's take.
Well, thank you, Fantine, and thank you, Sam Hunt, for joining us on today's Border Crossings program. It's been a lot of fun and certainly enlightening. Two different artists, two different styles of music, totally, but yet tremendously talented individuals with some great sounds. I want to thank Felicia Butler, our producer-director, for putting together today's show, and I will catch you again with requests and dedications tomorrow on Tuesday's program starting at 1500 Universal. I'm Larry London, and Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.